Erev Rosh Hashanah Slichus is pretty long. As Feldstein pointed out, a good chap would be, is maybe you should find the Beis Avel. You know, this chabur shouldn't be halacha l'maisa, there should be no Beis Avel. But if there is a Beis Avel, just go to the Beis Avel and you'll save yourself an hour of Slichus. No, does it work or does it not work? In other words, do you say Slichus in a Beis Avel? So the Shulchan Aruch says, by Hilchis Tachanun, which is a parallel halacha, perhaps, Noagu Shalolipo Alpneim Lo Bebeis Avel Velo Bebeis Chasen. The minhag is not to do Tachanun in an Avel Beis Avel, or in a Chasen. So obviously, if there's a Chasen there, Beis Chasen. So the question obviously is, well, why don't you do Tachanun in a Beis Avel? No. So Mishnah Berurah says, the reason is because the oz midas hadin misucha alav v'al kain yesh lizar milahagber midas hadin. That since in a Beis Avel there's a din there, obviously this the horrible loss of the person who's the nifter. So therefore there's obviously some midas hadin overhanging this person, or hanging over this person, and therefore we don't want to say tachlin valkein yesh loyizor miwagber midas adin. We know tachlin represents midas adin. Ukamawatam de ain nofun abayim b'laila. Same reason why we don't do tachlin at night, because night is a time of din. If you go Peshkir, you really shouldn't say tachlin at that point. So therefore, same idea. You don't say tachlin in Beis Avel because there's a lot of din. Yeah, whatever the reason is, fine. Comes along with Taz, quoting the Beis Yosef, this was the Mishnah Berurah we were reading, Taz earlier, obviously, he says there is a second reason. The second reason why we don't say Tachnun in a Beis Avel, listen to this one, is because the Pasuk says, V'yafachti chagechem l'avel, I'll turn your chagim into avel, if we don't obviously follow the laws of the Torah, and therefore you see a connection, yeah, ready for this one? A connection between a chag and a Beis Avel. Therefore, just like you wouldn't say Tachanun on Yontif, a Chag, so too you don't say Tachanun in a Beis Avel. Pretty wild Beis Yosef, quoted in the Taz, that there's actually, the reason why you don't say Tachanun in a Beis Avel is not because of an extreme Midas Adin, but on the flip side, because it's connected to Chagim. Comes along the Prima Gadim and says, well, what is the nafkamina between these two reasons? Hint. Title of the topic, Slichus. If you say the reason is because of Midas Hadin, well, there's no Midas Hadin involved in Slichus. Slichus is not like Tachron, which has this connection to Midas Hadin. Slichus is you're crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, to do tshuva. It's not a invoking Midas Adin, on the contrary. So therefore, according to the Lavush, which is the reason according to the Mishnah Berurah, there should be a Slichus in a Beis Avel. But if you say the reason is that it's connected to a Beis Avel is like Chagim, right, a Chag, so is there Slichus on a Chag? No! So therefore there should be no Slichus, says the Prima Gadim, according to that reason, in a Beis Avel. A very radical Prima Gadim nonetheless, but that is what is said. File that away, and now listen to this Ramah, and tell me what you think. The Ramah, in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, says like this. Avel is not allowed to leave his house to go to the Beis Knesses to hear Slichus. Rather, the only time he can leave his house to go hear Slichus in Shul is on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Shemarbim Slichus. Since there's so many Slichus, it's so important, the Avel can leave his house to go hear Slichus, and that then he's allowed to Likonis LaBeis Knesses. What do you see from here? You could play a lot with this Ramah. So think wisely before you talk over what you want to get yourself into. The Avnei Yoshveh, let me tell you what the Avnei Yoshveh says from this Ramah. He says, well, you see from over here that vadai there's no slichos in a Beis Avel. The question is, can an Avel leave his house to go to shul to hear slichos? Because of course, there's no slichas said in his actual house, because like this prima gadim, there's no slichas in the house of an avel. Then the Avnei Yashar feels a little bit bad about that diuk, because he says, well, you could say the flip side. Maybe the only reason why the avel is leaving his house is because when did they do slichas? At 12:35. Who wants to go to a beis avel at 12:35 in the middle of the night? You know, they're going to go to a beis avel. If he really wants to hear slichas, he has to leave his house. But maybe you don't see anything. If people would want to go to an avel's house, maybe they would do slichas in the avel's house. The Avnei Yashar says you could play this Rambam both ways, but listen to this. Halacha l'maisa, the Avnei Yashar says, this is Reb Feinhandler, who was nifter 10 years ago. He was a Talmud of Reb Eliashiv. Olechein nirolani is daiti. Came in Shemashna beber hitev and the Prima Gadim. She'ein lomer slichas bebeis avel klal. Kein yesh linhog. Remember this. This is your heter. According to the Avnei Yashar, you would be no slichas in the Beis Avel. He then goes on, but he saw in the Divrei Sofrim and other modern day poskim, they want to say, Milsa de Pshita, it's obvious that you say slichas in an Avel. What don't you say in an Avel's house? Tachnun and Vidui. So you get to skip, Ashamnu, Baganu, Gazanu at the end. The last 5 minutes. So instead of an hour and 5 minutes, Erev Rosh Hashanah, you could get an hour instead of an hour and five. Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Absolutely. I'm doing
The
Avil
is supposed to go out.
So an Avil can go. It's his yachol. He's allowed to leave. It doesn't.
Look,
in the case of the Mishra Ma, it's unclear, but from the Prima Gadim, Prima Gadim says he can't say slichas. I don't know. Look, someone's got to make him in the base of Avil, according to the Prima Gadim. No? Maybe, I don't know. He doesn't say if you should be dafka go, but you have to go one time. You're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to choose that time to go. No, he says, Ken yesh linog. Someone's got to make dominion. Azoy zok to Avnei Yashar. Then he says, the others, though, he notes very quickly, disagree and say, you have to do all slichas, you just can't do the viduyim. So where does that come from? So if you look at the Atera Zakenim on Shulchan Aruch, he brings down the shita. He says that you're allowed to do slichas in the Beis Avel, but you can't do viduy, which fits nicely with the other reason, the Lavush. Remember we said that there's a Midas Adin in the Beis Avel. So that doesn't absolve you from saying Slichas, but it does prevent you from doing Vidui, because the last thing you want to do, if there's a Midas Adin, say, Ashamnu, Baganu, Gazanu, Dibayin, what are you going to do? You're going to invoke the Midas Adin on all your sins. So therefore he says you could skip Vidui at all. That's Shita number two. So says the Sefer Mekadesh Yisrael. And he says, you know, he points out, the Ramah himself, this is, you could read the Ramah the opposite way. The Ramah says, you're allowed to go hear slichas out of your house, you know, if there was no minion in your house. But maybe if it's in your house, of course you could say slichas. That's what he wants to suggest. However, though, listen to this. Yeah, again, the Ramah is pretty vague about our point. He's quoting a Maria Sad, but he's vague about that. Says the Mekadesh Yisrael, though, it's not a chap. After you leave the base Avel, you have to say vidoy at home. Go say vidoy at home. That's a wild shit. That I didn't see. That Teres of Canaan say. That's the Mekadesh Yisrael of Har Farnes, his own edition. Shita number three, the Gesher HaChaim, inexplicable. I can't explain it. You know, I can't explain it to you. Shita, he has kind of like a compromise. He says you do a kitzer, like a short type of slichas, on any day. You do, it sounds like you do the pismonim of slichos. Then he says you get up to Zechor HaChamecha, you skip Zechor HaChamecha and everything there. I guess that's, I don't know, tachanunim or something. You skip that part. Then you say the first three stanzas of Shema Kaleinu and stop. That's it. So you get to miss a couple of minutes at the end. Oh, other achronim are tamua. They're a little bit confused where the shita exactly comes from. Maybe it's explaining what the viduyim are and what tachanunim are. Maybe you skip. Unclear exactly. That's shita number three. Shita number four is the Nitei Gavriel. And I saw the Mekadesh Yisrael points out. He doesn't really know. Why exactly are you not saying vidur? Why are you not saying the full slichas in the Beis Avel? What's the reason? Because there's midas adin. I don't know. Slichos they say are, you know, are to do kapara. Meaning it's not like Tefilas apayim like invokes din. Tachron invokes din. But slichas, if anything, it's a kapara. Midas adin, not midas adin. Why would you not say the entire slichas and the viduim? Minute Gabriel says, really, you should say all of it. Smikadish also doesn't understand why that minig is not to say everything. And then I saw Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in his Kovitz Avachas, he passed in the Avachal Maisa, you should say absolutely everything. All of slichas, everything sounds like viduim as well. Mishayim is what about tachnun at the end of slichas. So that they say, okay, you can miss tachnun because you're not saying tachnun at all, you know, in a base avil ever. So to say tachnun is a little bit weird. And he points out, says the Kovitz Halachas, look, the whole issue of like saying, you know, nefilas, of not saying tachnun in a base avil is because tachnun is a daily tefillah. It's something you say twice a day. Or you should say twice a day, right? So. Slichos, which comes once in a blue moon, that is already a heter. You say it once in a while, you're going to say it in a base level. You can't play games and go to a base level, according to Shmuel Kamenetsky, and get rid of slichos. Halacha l'mayis is Adi Paskin. So I looked at morning in halacha. You know, the art scroll, the Posek Hadar. If you look at morning in halacha, it says in the text itself, it says you say slichos in a base level. And in the footnote, it says, some say you don't say the viduyim. You don't say the viduyim at the end. It's pretty machmir shita, but you should just know there is this Avne Yoshpe who seems to be pretty meko, and also based on the Prima Gadim. Look, Prima Gadim is pretty explicit over there. There is a different Prima Gadim which maybe contradicts it. Maybe that's why people aren't relying on that Prima Gadim. But basically, simple put, halacha maisa, I don't think it's an out. I think that you have to go to, I think you have to say slichas, but maybe you could get rid of the viduyim. Maybe you can rely upon that.